Exclusive: Georgia Senate to authorize subpoena-powered probe into alleged Fannie Willis misconduct. By Wendell Hasebo on January 22, 2024. The Georgia Senate is set this week to authorize a subpoena-powered investigative committee to probe the alleged corruption of Fannie Willis. Fulton County's district attorney, Breitbart News, exclusively learned Monday. The potential committee is significant because Georgia Governor Brian Kemp, R., refused to launch a criminal investigation into Willis last week, citing the need for a currently non-operational oversight committee to open the probe. The proposed Georgia Senate committee could hold subpoena power as soon as later this week to secure the attendance of witnesses or the production of documents and materials related to Willis, according to a resolution put forth by Georgia State Senator Greg DeLisle, R. Forsyth. The committee, the only type of its kind in the state of Georgia, would comprise 9 senators, only 3 of whom would be Democrats. The Georgia legislature has a responsibility to hold public officials accountable, Georgia Lieutenant Governor Burt Jones exclusively told Breitbart News. Recent reports have been deeply troubling, and I appreciate Sen. DeLisle's leadership on this issue. The timeline for the creation of the committee appears imminent. DeLisle will introduce the resolution Monday. Then it will likely be assigned to the Senate Rules Committee on Tuesday. Upon approval from the Rules Committee, a Senate floor vote will be scheduled as soon as this week. If passed by the Senate, the Committee on Assignments will appoint the members. Willis is accused of misconduct and corruption during her prosecution of former President Donald Trump. A court filing by Mike Roman, a political operative and co-defendant of Trump in the Georgia election case, leveled 4 explosive allegations in January about Willis' conduct while prosecuting Trump. The filing alleges the following. Nathan Wade, Willis's lead prosecutor in the Trump case, had an improper relationship with Willis. Wade's law firm used funds paid by the county to take Willis on luxury vacations by using potentially fraudulent payments. Wade was appointed without the required approval by authorities and had little to no prosecutorial experience. Willis and Wade met twice with President Joe Biden's White House counsel before indicting Trump in August, raising questions about whether the White House coordinated prosecuting Biden's 2024 political opponent. Such a relationship, if proven to exist, would constitute a clear conflict of interest and a fraud upon the taxpayers of Fulton County in the state of Georgia, DeLisle's resolution states, establishing the grounds for Willis's recusal from further involvement in the prosecution, potentially delaying it indefinitely and requiring the appointment of a special prosecutor at public expense. The Georgia Senate has the inherent power and authority to conduct investigations into the expenditure of public funds and the conduct of public officers who discharge powers and duties under state law, the resolution continues. As such inherent powers include the authority to create special committees for the purpose of conducting investigations and to endow such committees with all the inherent powers of investigation possessed by the Georgia Senate, including the power to compel the appearance and testimony of witnesses and the production of records and the power to place witnesses under oath or affirmation, it adds. The resolution to investigate Willis is the latest effort to hold the Fulton County prosecutor accountable. On Thursday, a Georgia judge ordered Willis to respond to the corruption accusations in writing by February 2, The Washington Post reported. The order will force the prosecutor to speak on television about the allegations on February 15. Willis remains mostly silent about the accusations. On January 14, during a speech at Big Bethel Ame Church, she described herself as an imperfect and flawed person but suggested she is the recent target of racism. Who's playing the race card when they only question one? Isn't it them playing the race card? She asked. I've been doing almost 30 years, sick. Georgia Senate resolution by Breitbart News on Scribd. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former GOP war room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.